Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.
But let's say, in all seriousness, let's say that I realize I'm listening tonight. I want to love Jesus, but I don't love people in my life.
Right. And then it's right back to that same question about forgiveness. Why would you open yourself up to that? And it's going to be for exactly the same reasons, because otherwise your life is too small. So if I'm all judgmental of other people, it is true that then my life is like that hell on earth, like I said, because I'm all caught up in fear and hatred and all that stuff. But even if I don't judge people, even if I just keep them at a distance, well, see, I'm now living this really, really small life. And everything that gives my life purpose, I promise you, is relational. So if I tend to keep people at a distance, even if I don't judge them, I just keep them at a distance because I'm afraid, well, see, then the effect on my life is still the same, that I don't really have a very powerful sense of purpose because everything that gives me purpose is relational.
This is a...
That's pretty good.
Yeah, this is... It just takes time to process.
Which, when you're doing a live show, can be difficult when you got a couple guys like us doing it, doesn't it?
But you got that right, George.
So how do we enlarge our life? Let's say a guy, I don't know, he plays golf every day, goes to the club, watches TV and reads... And that's kind of a small life. How would he go about enlarging that? Not just took that out of the air.
Boy, that poor pathetic guy.
He spoke with authority on that one.
Not anybody I know, Bill.
I hope that's hypothetical, George.
But he's a really cool guy.
Here's what I know. That cool guy will find that there are at least 10 times a day when somebody in his life tries to connect with him and he either ignores it, blows it off, or doesn't do anything with it.
Bingo.
I think we'd go with blows it off there. I'll work. For 500, what's the next one?
Oh, trust me, you do all of them.
That guy does.
Yeah, that guy does.
Whoever that,
that guy
is.
Might
yeah.
be. That,
what a loser yeah, that guy is.
George
I agree.
Guy. So what I'm thinking is this. If I want my life to be bigger, I promise God wants my life to be bigger. So he's continually bringing people into my life that will deepen my life, mature my life, and make my life bigger. So I don't have to look for those people, and I don't have to wish they would come into my life. I promise you they're already in your life.
Hmm. So we have to make the effort.
So we have to actually be open. We hardly have to do anything except quit saying no.
Do you find you work with a lot of addicts and recovery people that maybe
yes.
part of that saying no is to buy time for their use like they used to do even though they're not using? Is that part of that?
Absolutely, because, well, it actually goes both ways. I work a lot with guys who are sexually addicted especially. And they would tell me that one of the bummers of their addiction was that the whole ritual about getting ready and thinking about it and preparing for it and all that stuff was actually the biggest drawback to their addiction. And it came to understand after a long time that that wasn't actually the drawback of their addiction. That was the entire point of their addiction. See, because if I don't have anybody in my life so my life is empty, you know what I have to do? I have to find ways to fill it.
I need my Batman decoder ring for this one, George.
That makes sense. So you spend your, instead of a reality, you're living a fantasy in your head.
Right, exactly, to make up for all the stuff you're not actually doing. So
even if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're still conducting yourself this way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which many, many people do, I promise you. So what I think is, if a person says, Glenn, I need my life to be bigger, which I totally get, I think, okay, good for you, because that's what God always wants for you. You know, Jesus said, I came that you might have life in heaven in abundance. He did not say, I came all the way down here to earth, died on a cross, so you could keep living the same small life you're living right now. That can't be the point. So you're called to live a bigger life, and God will keep bringing people into your life that will help you live that bigger life. And you have to sort of get beyond that initial knee-jerk reaction. We have to protect yourself or hide yourself, because every addicted person thinks, oh, crap, if you guys actually knew me, you wouldn't like me. That whole shame piece. There has to be a part of you that's willing to believe that that's not true. That people got to actually get close to you, find out who you are, and think you're really great, just like God already does. So you have to be willing to embrace that belief before you're going to say yes to the people who keep wanting to try and connect with you. Or, you know,
so
that guy.
There's some risk here that you've got to break the pattern that you've had
of
avoidance.
Right. So there's a habit that has to get broken. That part's a little easier. But then there's also the belief that's harder, because the belief says if I let people in my life, they're just going to hurt me, criticize me, judge me.
Keep me from doing what I really want to do.
Or keep me from doing what I really want to do. But here's the really weird trick. Everything you actually want to do involves those other people.
Good point.
I kind of get that. I wasn't able to play golf for 4 years,
right.
And I didn't miss the game. I missed the guys I played with, and I realized that's why I play so much, is I like being with guys.
Right, exactly. So when people say, well, Glenn, I don't want to do stuff with people. I want there to be room in my life for what I want to do. You don't get it. It's an oxymoron. Those people are what you want to do.
Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.